So that's a really big change, and I think that the anti-fracking movement did not play a small role in that. The fact that that happened prior to Trump's being elected, I think, was significant for this particular place. There were already some networks in place. People recognized each other. People already had ongoing conversations. They just had to reestablish those connections to start to, you know, move it to another level and start running people for city council and for local offices. So that it's not, I mean, it was for a really long time in Denton, you would go vote and it would just be like Republicans on the ballot. Okay, I guess, you know, all these people are just running unopposed. At least they're running opposed now, which means that eventually some of them are going to win. So, yeah, I think it has had.
So if I understood correctly, it's kind of like the frack movement has this lasting effect up until today.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, even if it didn't ultimately succeed in its very specific goal, the action of grassroots organizing is not wasted, even if the specific outcome is not achieved, because those networks are established and those networks can be activated for future movements, and those relationships are established among people, and that changes people's lives in important ways in which they get to know people that they might not otherwise have known, again, like I said before, they're different stakeholders, right? So who they might not have agreed with politically in the past, they can see that, oh, well, even if we disagree about these two major things, there's this third and fourth things that we can agree on, and let's work together on those kinds of things. And just like the potential for that emerges from those connections is very unpredictable. And the act itself of taking those risks to establish those connections with unknown people, I think, is all very positive energy for a place, right? It's not just everybody moving along the same little ruts in the city, which I think was the way that things worked for a really long time here. But people were willing to jump out of their ruts and establish new pathways. And that effort and that energy is never wasted. Maria Luanes talks about that as, you know, having ongoing impacts. That even if you're not successful in your specific goal, there's those connections are very important.
I remember earlier you had said something about how the overturning of the ban seems to kind of discourage grassroots, but it seems from what you're saying.
Right. So I was saying all of that leading up to this analysis, right? Like it would seem like that would be the effect. And that's certainly what the legislation, the ban on bans, is meant to communicate, right? Like, oh, you're going to show me you can do that one little thing, you little town. Let me show you. We're going to ban bans, you know. It's so overwhelming. It's really overwhelming, you know. But you can't ban the energy that goes into establishing the networks that makes something like that happen. It's going to have an impact, even if not on that specific thing. It's going to have an impact. And I don't know, maybe in another 5 or 10 years, there's going to be enough people on the city council that would be willing to draw up some kind of a legal action against the state of Texas in alliance with other municipalities that want to challenge the state law banning bans. I can envision that could happen here or in some other city.